You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Everybody, welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
I'm Joe Santagato, and today we have a guest. One of my good friends, Nick Diaz, is here. Stand Up New York.
Thanks for coming, Nick.
Thank you for having me.
How long have you guys known each other for?
Oh, God, fucking a decade.
Cool.
A decade.
I used to be known as Boston Nick.
Because you wore a hat. One hat.
I wore one hat, a Red Sox hat. All my friends are Yankee fans.
You call him Boston Nick. And he's not even a Red Sox fan.
Really? Yeah,
not at all, no.
No, you just always have that hat. So we call him Boston.
Just a jerk. So.
It was like, and you're not from Boston.
No.
Not at all.
From Queens.
Same neighborhood as me.
Like 5 blocks away.
So. Yeah, but I've known him my whole life. I've told you that, but like all my friends, like I've known like
yeah,
forever.
Your whole like, you have a close knit of dude friends that I feel like you guys have all known each other for a long time.
There was like,
it's like family.
The ones, yeah.
For
it's,
sure.
The ones who are my age or older, I've known since I was like, in 6th grade.
Okay.
I would say 5th, 6th grade. And then the rest of them, the ones who are younger, I've known them since like 2007.
And how'd you meet those people?
Just around the neighborhood, like playing sports.
Oh, okay.
Shit.
Like basketball.
Yeah,
whatever.
But now we're the only kids we hang out with. Like, it's just like a tight group of like 10 dudes.
And is Joe the one that you guys all come to talk about like advice and girl problems and stuff like that? He's like the sensitive one.
You know what? People wouldn't know how to answer that because if it happens, it happens privately.
Oh.
You know?
There's not really a guy. It's kind of like whoever would sit and listen. Also.
Okay,
which is usually I think is me. Yeah,
yeah.
But there's been times a lot of my friends, like the ones who know how to fucking express their feelings and not just like just you know
they're
whatever.
Not apes.
Yeah, they just come talk to me. Actually, one of our friends, Anthony, that you met.
I love Anthony.
He is having some of his stuff going on, and he talks to me and him.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I've gotten to meet at least a handful of your close friends.
Who's been here? Impy's been here. Davino's been here. Dylan,
we can't,
Dylan's
we can't
here.
Say the first dude's name.
Oh, okay. Frankie was here. Fuck him.
Frankie.
Dylan.
Yeah, Frankie was the first. I loved him.
Yeah, Dylan was here too. And I think that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into the topic that you guys picked.
Right. So yeah, I just wanted we were just having a conversation one day, and I decided it'd be a good topic for a podcast.
Well, you told me it, and I love it.
Right. It's kind of like how people will put up a front or pretend to be into certain things to impress people. And, you know, that goes for, you know, in relationships, like, oh, I'm going to act a certain way for this girl, or girls acting like they're into something to impress a guy, or even just to fit into a group.
Even like if it's in high school and you want,
right, you
want
to be
the
popular
kids
with the popular
to like
kids,
you.
Like, let me pretend to fucking... Like,
well, it's funny because I was having a late lunch writing meeting with Nate McIntosh, a friend that we've had on here a bunch, and I was talking to him about it, and I think we didn't bring up like the popular fitting in version of it because actually I think I know what he'd say there. He'd be like, fuck them, be yourself. But it's funny because when it came to trying to like just have sex with a girl or date a girl, he was like, fuck it, pretend you're someone else. And I was like, no. You know, I was
whatever,
like,
whatever gets the job
well,
done.
That, yeah, he's like, because I was like, but why would you do that? And he's like, well, he was coming at it, I think, from a guy who just wants to get his dick wet.
Yeah.
You know, so he's like, what do I care? And I was like, I don't, to me, that still feels fucked. Did you read The Game? Have you guys ever read The Game?
The Game?
The whole book about like, that kind of teaches guys how
are
to like.
Are you asking me if I read a book?
We don't really do
you
much.
You guys
reading.
Don't read.
I've read one book. It was A Line, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Phenomenal,
hysterical.
By the way. A great book. But I have not read anything else.
Okay, no. This book, a lot of guys have read it, actually, even guys who don't read often.
It's called The Game?
It's called The Game, and it teaches guys how to, like, manipulate and work.
I haven't read it, but I've heard of, like, you know, picking up girls is, like, an actual psychological thing. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it teaches, I mean, and it works.
Yeah.
And it's creepy. It's upsetting.
It's kind of like, it's like ninja-ish.
Yeah. I don't like it because even it for me, and I'm going to say this for all levels of it, where whether it's trying to get a girl or a guy you like, or trying to fit in with a group of people in terms of a friendship,
yeah,
I think you always just need to be yourself. I just think that's never the wrong way to go. It's just being
it's not,
who you are.
It's not. But it's there's certain like things, like if you're just a guy who's just trying to fuck, you're going to say whatever the fuck you got to say.
Yeah.
It's like whatever.
But I feel like if you're that guy, and I think I said this to Nate, and he yelled at me, but I was like, what an empty thing to just want to use a body to come in.
Right.
What an empty, sad thing.
Dude, I just jerk off all the time, though, so it's like...
That's into your own hand.
So? I don't jerk off... Yeah, but what if you don't come inside the person? Then you're not coming inside their body. You're just outside.
Oh, god damn it.
I'm just saying.
You're still taking a person with the soul and just treating them like a... fucking cum receptor. What is it? Receptor?
But listen, Kate, if someone does that, right?
It's a weird way to word that one.
Cum receptacle, yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame I botched that phrase. That would have been.
If someone does that, I don't think that they are that type of person. You know what I mean? Like, they did it.
No, of course. And some people go through phases where they go through a year where they're doing that, having, like, you know, random sex and blah, blah, blah. And then I'm not trying to once again place judgment on it. But I'm just saying, like, the thought of like kind of manipulating or tricking a person, whether it's to get into a relationship with them or to just have sex, it's just like, stop it. Stop.
If you're faking it for a relationship, it's kind of stupid. What were you going to say?
A relationship's even worse because they're going to figure out who you are.
That's the dumbest
thing. Yeah, I think that's pathetic because it's like eventually that front's going to, you know, time is going to wear that out. So
that
it's like,
mask
how long,
is going to fall off, yeah. Or you're going to have to wear a mask the whole time. How
exactly.
Exhausting.
You're that's not, horrendous. You're not being yourself, like you said. So it's just kind of weird to, like, we've had a friend who we won't name, but he started talking to some girl and completely changed everything about him. Like, he got into,
like, for real changed, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, we knew him, like we said before. We all grew up together, so we pretty much like the same things. That's why we all get along. This dude, like, horoscopes and, like, if the sun rotates, like, you know,
yeah,
just, like weird
just
shit that, like, you, like, dude, no, you don't like
so
that
wait,
stuff.
So, wait, he started getting into more, like, spiritual stuff?
No, it wasn't, like, spiritual. It was just, it was just weird. It just wasn't, what we have seen before. And I don't know if that's because it was just that time where he was like getting into new things, but it just so happens it was around the time that he started talking to this particular girl. And but the only thing that makes me feel like he was doing it for her is that some of those things
were
broke off and like aren't his thing anymore. You yeah. know what I mean? But it's just, I don't know.
Well, if
and it were also her thing, and like
exactly,
he got
yeah,
into
like
them.
We all knew that those were things that person liked. So
right.
It's like you were definitely putting on a front to try to get this girl.
Right.
I think it's there's a medium to it, right? Because a happy medium, because I feel like if you meet someone and they kind of expose you to new things, like suppose Sammy introduced you to new musicians, you know, and you might generally be like, oh, these are dope. Like, I like
yeah.
this, you know, or she takes a dance class. I mean, that's a weird, I can't picture you suddenly being like, Kate, I'm taking a,
yeah, I'm,
a
I'm
dance
in ballet
class.
Now.
But you know what I mean?
Can you
like,
imagine?
I think when you date someone, they can expose you to new things, which is cool. But if you're completely like just trying to change for that person, that's going to actually, you're going to snap back. It's like a rubber band being pulled. You're going to eventually snap back. And you might
yeah.
almost even go way more in the other direction.
For
right.
sure. It's different though if like you pick up, obviously you're going to pick up new interests like dealing with that person. But a complete change, like we're talking a complete like
yeah.
180.
It at first it was, but it faded. And like with the thing that I look for, especially like within my friends when they're in relationships, is like I just want to make sure that when we're all in the same place and this person's girlfriend is there, they're still the guy that I know. You know what I mean? Even
yeah.
with them present, like that person's there. You know what I mean? Like that's the biggest thing. And like I have seen from some of my friends, you know, years ago or just whenever, just like, but like they just are different or they're quiet or they won't say certain things. And it's just like, it's weird. You know what I mean? Like I feel like you have to show 100% of yourself if you're going to be in a relationship with somebody, because eventually you're going to, you know.
No, I agree. But I feel like almost most people, especially in the beginning, and then they eventually slowly show their true colors. I think a lot of people, and it's sad in a way, it's like they're not confident enough and who they are, that someone could actually like them for that.
So they just
so they like suppress it, and they kind of act like the person they think that person wants.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to get them to like them. So that's why they put on that.
But then what sucks is, like, eventually both of your true colors are going to show, and then it might turn out you're not even compatible, and you would have known that way earlier if you had both just been yourselves, you know? And it's just kind of, it's like, don't, even if there are some things about you that you think are, like, kind of shitty, like, oh, you know, I do drugs, I don't want this person to know, you got to let them know. Even, do you know what I mean? Because they have to, they're going to pick up that you're hiding something from them.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to go there first date and be like, yeah, by the way, I do a lot of fucking coke.
Yeah.
Do a lot of it. But yeah. But if, like, if you're axed, or like, it comes, like, you can't like hide shit like that.
Like me, for example, I'm a big wrestling fan, so I would probably hide that initially, and then like just slowly just like,
but I don't think you should, because that's kind of endearing. Do you know what
like,
I mean,
that's like, something like that, that's so random, right? Like, whatever, you're into wrestling, tons of people are, but
a lot of people are
something like like something like that, when the fuck is that going to come into conversation? You know what I mean? Like, that's not really something that you have a conversation about when you're trying to start dating a person. It's not like, let me just pour all my secrets into you so that you know.
You don't have to be like,
but like, if it comes up,
here's an outline of my personality,
but like,
review
but
it.
But like, if like a girl asked you for whatever reason, it was just like, do you watch wrestling?
Or what are some of like, your would you just big, be like, biggest no. interests, though? Then you should be like, I love wrestling. Let me tell you something. Girls, when they're like, when they like a dude, they're not going to care if you like wrestling.
Yeah, but we don't fucking feel that way when that when we're in that moment.
Well, like, same with girls. No, well, we all get insecure, right? No, and we're like, ugh. But you almost have to like talk yourself through your insecurities and be like, hey, I just need to put myself out there. If this person doesn't like me, it's not a reflection on my worth. It just means we're not compatible. You know what I mean? Because a girl's going to have stuff too. She's going to have things that like you might even at first be like, oh, I don't really want a girl who's obsessed with shoes. But, or you might be like, this girl's so cool, I might not be into shoes, but who cares? You know, and that's the right girl for you is going to be like, that's so fucking cute and quirky that you're into that. Who cares? Like, you just,
or it's just not going to bother them. Like, they don't have to be into it, but it's just not something that's like,
girls,
yeah, whatever.
Most fucking girls probably won't be into it, but they're just going to be like, oh, cool, whatever.
Yeah, like,
I won't watch with you, but whatever.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
It's like being into sports. Like, girls aren't, they don't.
And most dudes are into sports.
Yeah.
That's another topic, too, with girls.
Oh, yeah, girls who pretend to be into sports.
And for, the
dude.
Yeah. For
the dude. That's terrible.
Well, first of all, some girls are legitimately into
sports. No, yeah, of course, there's exceptions, but it's like,
whenever I, when one of my girlfriends is legitimately into sports, I'm like, you are going to make some man so happy.
I don't know if I would.
Really?
Like that. Yeah, I don't even know. I don't know if I would like
That's the ultimate dream girl.
Just I don't know.
To be able to
the hot talk, chick talk about who's like chugging beers with like you, watching.
She just
sports.
Sit on the couch with me and just like just, it's as if I'm talking to one of my friends.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I feel like there was this one girl who like when I was like 16, 17, we were like hooking up or whatever, and she knew more about college sports than I did, and I was just kind of like, what the
damn.
Fuck? Like, it was like weird. You know what I mean? I was like, because like you don't really meet people like that. You know what I mean? Like, me and my friends is all we talk about sports. So it's like when you meet a girl and she's just on top of her shit,
that's
it's kind
hysterical.
Of intimidating, and you're kind of just like, fuck. Like, I feel like a bitch right now. Like,
really?
How do I not know that? Yeah.
Well, that's on your insecurity.
No, of
then.
Course. Yeah. It's on me.
Because what if you really got used to that, you'd be like, this is awesome. Imagine having sex with a hot chick and then you guys start discussing the game.
Yeah.
Like,
what do you think the Knicks are going to do with their pick?
Yeah, I feel like for most dudes that would actually be great. So I think what it really comes down to is just both being yourselves, and it doesn't mean you have to both be into the same thing.
No, right.
You know, but yeah, so many people just hide parts of themselves because they think it's shameful, you know, or whatever it is. Shameful might be a strong word for that case, but just you gotta just be yourself. There's gonna be someone out there who digs you.
Yeah,
seriously,
I do that. I try to do that as much as possible. Like, that's why, like, the first time I usually hang out with a girl who I feel like, because I feel like when you meet a girl, you can feel like, I just want to have sex with this girl, or I would like to date this girl. You know what I mean?
I would like to stick my penis and then talk to her.
Right. No. Well, for me, it's totally different. Like, I don't, like, if I meet a girl who I like, I'm like, oh, I'm going to be in a relationship with this girl. The sex thing isn't the initial thing. It's kind
of
like, let me find out more about this. Yeah, because the rest of them, I'm just like, all right, well, I'm just trying to fuck this person. But this one, I'm like, all right, let's find out some what's going on here.
Aw.
But then I fuck them. But then I fucked them.
Wait, the ones that you really want to have the relationship with.
Right.
Okay, eventually, yeah.
Me and Sam, we have sex. We do that.
Shut. Yeah. Joey.
Yeah. Where the fuck was I going with that? I'm not sure, but I was going. I'll tell you that. I was going right there. But this is what I was going for. But people who I'm generally interested in dating, the first time that we hang out, I make sure that we're alone and we are in a place where we can have good conversation, not like a loud place or like
a movie theater. The worst place you can go.
Yeah, the dumbest thing. Like, what do you fucking know about her? That she's good at watching movies and maybe you get a fucking hand job or some shit? God bless.
Hand job in the theater.
Yeah, it's so
every man's dream.
I've never gotten one, but you know, I'm working on it.
You just take Sammy to the movies and you're like,
so
yeah, you put the popcorn right there.
What the hell? I thought we knew.
Yeah, she's just like, what the hell? We can fuck later.
Yeah, like, no, I want an HJ. Take me back to eighth grade. No, but yeah, I try to take him to a place where we can actually have a conversation. If like it's just weird and there's awkward silence and it's just not there, then it's just kind of like, you know it, you know?
I am so not about first dates in that kind of way. Like, I'd way rather meet someone, you know, as a friend and get to know them slowly and then be like, oh, fuck. Like,
well, that's usually how you meet them. Like,
but some people with Tinder and stuff like that, you go and you kind of know a little bit about them, but you're really sitting across from a stranger and it has to be like, so, what do you do? What are you into? And like, for me, the thought of doing that, first of all, I get nervous.
So how else would you meet someone then?
I mean, I'm not looking to meet anyone.
No, I know, but just
in general, like how would you advise?
I've just met people through like,
are you someone
doing comedy or work stuff or through friends?
That's
like,
not necessarily.
It's
like
always
a setup
been pretty organic.
Thing.
Yeah, just natural.
You know
I have used
done?
Online dating though before.
You know what I have done is I've met a girl, quote unquote, like online, and you talk and like whatever, you guys could have good conversation, whatever, but. Sometimes the first thing I'll do is be like, oh, you know, bring your friends, I'll bring my friends, and just we'll just, you know, create that environment. But then afterwards we're gonna have that one-on-one thing,
yeah,
like right after, you
it's
know
a good
mean?
Ease in,
yeah,
kind of thing.
It's like, yeah, but I mean,
I guess that would be better. I also feel like for me, like, I'm, you know how I am with all my weird spiritual and all this stuff, I just feel like I don't picture me on Tinder really meeting the sensitive right match.
You may.
I mean, maybe. Who knows? Who the fuck? I mean, I guess you have just as much of a chance meeting him there than out on the street. But I want to
actually ask a girl who uses Tinder if she, like, they have to get matched all fucking day.
I'm sure.
Any girl, you have to get matched all day because every guy is swiping right. Every fucking one.
Well, so it's if you're at least semi-attractive, yes.
No, dude's not blindly. Yeah. Blindly.
Are you serious?
Are you kidding me?
Always right.
Always right. Kate.
And you just deal with it
and
later.
Then you deal
why
with
you,
it later?
Why am I going to, you know.
Shut the fuck up.
Dude, as
just
guys.
Just swipe.
I'm on the can.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I'm on the can often, and I'm just like.
Going
you know,
right. Not even looking.
During football season, we watch all the games at his house, and I'll be on Tinder, and I'll just be holding a conversation and just swiping
right.
Because then you see who does match up.
Yeah,
with
why
you,
am I gonna? Why
decide.
Am I? Why am I gonna start creeping like, oh, this chick's hot. Oh, she has Instagram. Da da da. All this stuff, and then like I don't get a match. I just wasted all that
you
time.
You wait to see who actually digs on you, and
yeah,
then you.
If
see
I get
if
a match, I'll deal with the consequences later. After that,
the consequences.
Because most of the time, it is a consequence. A disaster.
Well, what if the girl just being like, hey, and you just ignore it?
Well, sometimes
it?
They're
really
hookers.
Sometimes they ask for roses.
Yeah, which because they can't ask for money.
Yeah, so it's like 120 roses.
For an hour.
An it's hour? Like, yeah, it's kind of weird.
What?
Kate, you got to get on Tinder.
Yeah, there's like
yeah,
these.
I
like,
think I'm good.
There's like these bots where it's like this like super hot chick and like she'll match you and then they'll send like a hey and then you'll send back like, hey, what's up? And then it'll be like, oh, it's 120 roses, an hour or like a session.
Yeah.
And then. Eventually,
I'm glad I know this because I would have, if I did join, I'd been like, oh, I'll take some roses.
Well, excuse me to interject. Wasn't that more of a Craigslist thing back when they were doing like the whores on Craigslist? It would be like 200 roses.
I don't know, but now they're doing
but
it on Tinder.
But now it's gone.
First heard about it. Not through Tinder. It was through like.
So
I think
from
I'm
Craigslist
too young for Craigslist
Tinder.
Hookers, yeah. Honestly. I wasn't too, huh?
How old are you?
23.
Oh, how old are you, Andy?
I just turned 25.
Oh, really? You're both so young.
24.
You're young, too.
You're fucking
old.
Don't even fuck with me, Joe.
Okay, but you don't look your age. You know what I mean?
Thank you. But even if I did,
if I saw
I'm
you
not
in a bar,
old.
I'd let you rub my jeans.
Oh, Joe.
Over the pants.
God, and I thought romance was dead.
I'm chivalrous. I'll hold the door open.
Going back to one of our friends, remember Anthony, the one time, well, I can't believe I called him Anthony. We usually call him by his last name.
Yeah,
so
that's terrible.
We were talking about Tinder one time, and he's like, every time I get a match, these girls just ask me how many roses do they want. And then we were all just laughing because he didn't really understand.
Yeah, he didn't get it.
He's like, why do they all want flowers?
I would have been like, what's happening with roses these days?
Yeah, like,
I think it's a sign from the universe. I'm like, what? I'd be looking up rose symbolism. Oh my God, the universe wants me to wake up.
It's like roses?
Yeah, it
flowers.
Means transformation and beauty.
That, yeah, 100% that would be but yeah. So that's, you got to get on Tinder for sure.
Tinder's awesome.
I don't, I think I'm good for now. I think I'm going to be single for a little bit, you know, deal with some childhood issues.
That's fine. You know what it is though? You know what Tinder, you just got to see if you still got it. Sometimes.
I think I still got it. Okay.
No, you got it.
I'm not concerned about that.
I wouldn't be.
Yeah, no.
You're good. You're good.
You know, and plus, you know, I have enough, I'm at comedy clubs a lot with dudes, you know. And
all
like,
of which would finger bang.
I'm sure I could get finger banged if I wanted it. Okay, so I don't feel the need to have a guy be like, "I'd fuck you."
That
and
must
be like,
a crazy
yes!
feeling. Isn't that a crazy feeling? You at no point have to feel like, "Oh, I gotta work for this." This is
that's true. It is. It's,
isn't that
it's
weird?
Nice. I think it's a girl thing. I think girls, you know,
like I don't walk
really...
into a place like with a bunch of girls and like, all right, if whoever I want to give me a hand job will give me it. Like, that's never going to happen.
Yeah, it's different guys. And it's, the thing is, you know, I've never had a one-night stand, so I've never taken advantage of that thing.
Yeah.
But I always know in the back of my head, if I get really horny...
You could.
I could be like, all right... And I'm not trying to say this in a cocky way, but I know I could go to a bar or whatever.
Be cocky.
And have sex.
All girls have it so easy like that.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty...
No, you could literally...
But I've never used it.
Have sex with a person dropping off a package at your house. It's you, anything, anyone. You might even be able to get a priest.
I'm just, I started giggling, so I just thought of like the that typical UPS, and I'm like, do you have a package for me?
Yeah, or just answering the door. That's a thing, by the way. Women answer the door naked when people are delivering pizza just to get a reaction out of the guy.
Really?
Yeah, just to fucking do it. Or I actually saw this one thing.
That happened to me once.
Stop it.
No, swear to God.
You were delivering pizza. Yeah.
First of all, do you have your mic? Is your mic turned on?
No, my mic's not on.
Andy!
I can
turn
hear
on
though.
The mic.
Yeah, I can hear him too.
But yeah, it was that exact scenario. It was some rich lady from Westport. Like, I live in Connecticut, and she was like full, like, with her tits out, like, in. Like,
full naked.
Yeah.
Not even socks.
No.
What did she want? So this lady answers the door naked. She wants.
She's like,
it.
I give me your dick.
Yeah.
What,
wow.
Did you give her your dick?
Andy, look at me. Did you say I was like, Andy, no?
Dude, that's
Andy.
Crazy. That's
you don't know if fantasy. She has STDs.
You're not even worried about all
you
that.
You don't know if anyone has STDs, Kate. Condoms.
I'm clearly talking from
another
state
of mind
than you guys.
I bet you went to work the next day. Now everyone was fighting over that fucking address every time she ordered pizza.
And she tipped me like $60.
Dude, what?
Like, yeah, I made it.
Tipped his tip. This is ridiculous.
I would have gave the money
I'm
back.
I'm in shock.
Dude, I was a pizza delivery
no,
guy for
fine.
A year.
No, it's fine. It's more of just like, wow, I feel very sheltered.
The most sexual thing that ever happened to me while I was delivering pizzas, because I used to do that, I delivered to this guy's house, and he answered the door, and it was like this chubby guy, and he was wearing a shirt that was way too small for him, right? I saw belly button. That's how small this was. Okay?
It was like the way you said, way too small.
You know, it was way too small. But I saw a belly button. Like, I saw, like, the bottom half, like, under boob.
And some
I
of
saw
his happy
under
trail.
Button. I saw under button, right? It wasn't a crop top. It was just a tiny shirt. I've been talking about this shirt for 10 minutes. I'm sorry. But anyway, so he opens the door, and he's wearing that shirt. And on the shirt, it says, I heart. And then in the Italian flag in glitter, it says Guido's. And here I am. In a fucking, you know, a t-shirt and my fucking shape up, and I look like a Guido, so I'm like, here we go. And the guy starts talking, and he is like obviously gay, which is fine. And then it just so happens that when he goes to hand me the money, he drops it, and I'm like, you know, we both just kind of stop and look at each other like, who's going to get it? And I'm just like, fuck it. So I go, I get it. And I had to turn, like, I didn't turn around. You know what I mean? Because, like, I don't know. It was like a weird thing. I was like, what, this guy just power humps me right now? Like, I don't know. It was power weird. But I, you know, I, nothing happened. I grabbed the money and gave it to him. And he was just like giggling the whole time. But it was really fucking.
He was just fucking with you.
Yeah. He was like, oh, drop my money, you fucking bitch. And I was like, God damn it. I got to pick this up now.
Dude.
And I did.
I wish I could have watched that happen.
I told everyone. Like, I was like, yo, this is so. I told my mom. I told my dad. You know, I saw it was fucking weird. And there was another time, another guy would answer the door every time. The guys would answer his door in just tidy whities, sweating. And I'm like, does this guy not care? Crazy.
Sweating.
Like he was doing Zumba in the fucking living room.
God.
It was nuts.
See, yeah, that's the difference. Like, okay, so if I were delivering something and the guy answered the door naked, I would be so upset.
Right.
Like, I almost got molested.
Newspaper. That guy is dead. That guy's gone. He's going to jail.
He's losing his job.
You pull your tits out to a delivery guy, you're a hero.
He might just pay for your order.
Or can you imagine how embarrassing he might pay for your order?
Definitely. I would.
I'd like, thank you. Here you go.
Just showing my tit left and right.
Dude, if I was a girl, I would be flashing nip everywhere.
I'm not very, when it comes to boobs, and Chelsea Handler is very like this. She just posts nude pics on her Instagram all the time and waits to see how long till they get removed.
Yeah.
For me, when it comes to topless nudity, I could give a crap. Seriously.
Tits.
Yeah, it's tits.
Free the nip.
Boobs. I breastfed for 2 years with my just boob out. You think I care? Like, boobs, not a, I'm still not taking it out for the delivery guy, but.
Yeah,
send pics.
Do you know what it is?
I used to send pics to my girlfriends, not in a, because when I'm not dating, but if I take like a hot picture of myself, I'm like, it has to go somewhere. We talked about this. Tina and I would send them to each other, and we'd be like, you look hot, you know. And we'd be like, thanks, and be like, some guy's gonna be really lucky one day, like his little pep.
Never got CC'd on those texts.
Sorry, Joe.
It's all good.
Yeah, we don't send them, or I'll send them to dude. No, I don't send them to dudes anymore. Like that, if there was a dude I like had sex with, like. Even 6 months ago, I'd be like, hey, just remember.
And really?
He'd be like, oh, you want to come over? I'd be like, no, I just want you to remember.
6 months after you guys boned, you'd be like, surprise, tits.
Yeah, here you go. Here's my boobs again.
That's
because awesome. I know, because he would give me some of the, like, this was, you know, a couple years ago, but he'd be like, oh my God, blah, 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 blah. And he'd be like, well, what are you doing right now? And then, of course, I'd get like booty called the whole week after, like, late at night. What you doing? I'd be like, no, I just wanted you to
see
tell me
my
I'm
tits.
Pretty. Just tell me I'm pretty.
Just tell me I got great tits.
Go fuck somebody else. Often think of my tits. Sorry for doing that. No, that was back because you want a little bit of a attention when you're single and feeling lonely. But now I'm actually sitting in my loneliness and embracing it, guys. So
it's only a fucking matter of time before you start sending out tit pics.
Yeah, it hasn't been that long.
Or she's on Tinder.
Yeah, you got to start getting on Tinder, man. When you get a match,
I'm
going to
go for as long as I can. I'm like, let me see how long I can be celibate for until I'm just break. Because I'm a very sexually charged woman.
I would say so.
Yeah. So. But I'm, you know, porn right now. I don't even like porn. I hate porn. But I have been going to that as a way to not, you know, break my celibacy.
You've been you watching porn.
I might go for
What's your go-to?
I'm not proud of it. Nope, not.
Do you like the like the porn, like the porn, like porn, or like,
oh, like spitting on girls?
No, just like dirty shit. Yes, you do.
I don't really want to get into this.
I remember. Yes, you do. Kate, for a person who doesn't like porn, she's fucking.
Well,
like,
this is why I don't watch. No. Okay, porn. Okay. We want to get into this.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not ashamed of people watch porn. I'm not ashamed of it. I do think porn numbs your brain. I think it's very objectifying. That's why I'm not a promoter of it.
Of course it is.
However, the reason why there's not shame behind my porn. Maybe I do have some shame. I go to stuff that kind of represents a lot of the deeper shit I'm working through when I've got some darker shit. So that's why I don't really like to talk about it.
Leather. Fucking chains.
No, I don't go to that. I don't want
to
see a girl.
You have to have a go-to.
Because I'll see thumbnails.
Yeah, like,
I'll see thumbnails
fucked.
Of girls' boobs that are like chained. Do you know what I mean? Like where they're like, no, I don't want to see like someone's body bulging out in a bruisy kind of way.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know. No. I don't understand. Like to rope around the dick.
But
like,
I've definitely
thought of that.
Rope around the dick and balls. Like that's kind of, you know, that's too much for me.
Yeah, I've definitely though have watched some stuff I'm not super proud of, but I'm not going there right now.
Why?
No go-to.
It's so deep for me.
Everybody has a go-to though.
What's
your go-to?
Where do I start?
He's a, you know.
POV.
POV, point of view.
Point of view.
Oh, we're the guy.
But that makes a lot of sense. Because it's like, then you could feel like you're in it.
I'll tell you what. Here's something I'll say, okay? Sometimes when I watch porn, I'm not even acting like I'm the girl in it. Sometimes I feel like I'm the guy. What? Swear to God.
But you don't have a... I don't know, but...
Joe, there's something I need to tell you.
You have a huge dick?
A huge somehow I have a kid and a dick. But no, there's something about the power of it. There's some, because
would you watch a girl fuck a dude in the ass with a
strap?
No, see, no, I don't know. I wouldn't want that. But I mean, I've watched, one of the things I've watched is like sorority girls haze the other girls. I've seen a girl have a strap on and fucking another girl.
Yeah.
And like, but I'm kind of into a
that
power.
That doesn't do it for me.
I'm into a power. It's more for me like power, because I felt very powerless as a little girl. So that's why I'm saying it's like a deeper thing. Mm-hmm. So I do watch people who are being like taken over in terms of power, you know, whether in whatever way it is.
So like prisoner porn.
I mean, maybe. I don't like a lot of the cheesy acting though either. Like I hate the like get on the ground. You know, I'm just like,
no, that's trash.
I'd rather almost watch like an amateur video of a guy doing point of view, but he's just like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't
There's some porn that's hysterical. Like,
yeah, it's amazing.
There's this one like channel, not a channel, but it's like they're called Fuck Team 5, and it's like professional porn stars pick up like nerds. Us two, like random dudes off the street, and they just put it on them so crazy,
and
they like laugh at them, and it's just like,
see, that would do nothing for me. That for
those
me
are hysterical.
That
I
does
love those.
Nothing. I've watched some Casting Couch.
Casting Couch is great.
Yeah, that's also funny too.
Like I like things that make that feel real. Like something like that.
Yeah.
Or like, even if it was like a like an iPhone video of just like, because it's like real, it's not like crazy production value.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That just feels like
no,
this is
I
real.
I hate the plastic. The girl, we've talked about this though. The girl that's just so like, she has a bleached asshole and she's like, yeah. I'm like, you're not enjoying that at all. Like, God, it's the worst. But the reason why I don't like talking about it is because I really am trying to stay away from porn. But at the same time, I'm attracted to it, first of all, because I'm like when I'm in a relationship and I'm getting a lot of sex, I don't go to porn. I prefer sex.
Yeah.
But also it's because like, yeah, I don't like talking about the porn or going to it because I don't think it's a healthy thing. Healthy, quote unquote, what is healthy. But I just feel like I don't like objectifying people. That's my choice. But then also the stuff I go to is very, because I'm working through a lot of stuff in therapy and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh man, this is just showing me exactly what I need to work through. It's almost like embarrassing to me. I'm like, well, I get it, Kate. You have issues.
And
you
afterwards
know?
You're just like, what did I do?
It's literally, I feel like what a guy must feel like when he has sex with someone he's not that into. I'll like be into it. I'll do it. And then afterwards I'm like, God, like I turn it right off and I'm like, gross.
Yeah, it's, yeah. I don't know.
And I just feel like that typical dude. As soon as I come, I'm like, oh, get it away.
I try to be as nice as possible to girls that I have sex with. But, like, I've had sex with girls who I've had no intention of talking to, like, you know.
See, I
not
can't.
Talking to, but, like, not dating or not whatever. But, like, I won't ever completely cut off a girl just because I had sex with them. Like, the next day if they hit me up, like, ignore them. Because like I just don't have it in me to do that, but they know that I'm not even trying to do that. And I tell you right now, after you come, it's so weird.
Yeah, it is.
It's just like, well,
I mean,
did not think about this part.
I've had sex. God, yeah, I've had sex with. I've had some frecks. Some frecks.
Yeah,
some
a lot
sex
of frecks.
With friends who like. I guess we semi kind of dated for a month or two. Do you know what I mean? Like, but it wasn't. So it wasn't a one night stand, but it wasn't like.
You guys like rubbed elbows and like in the middle of a party and you were kind of like, all right, well
one of them
mean?
Was a comedian.
Someone got aroused.
One like, guy was a comedian that hits on lots of girls. And I always was just like, get away from me. Like in the laughy way. Cause he was like, friend. I'm like, no, it's not happening. And then one day I was in, I don't know what happened. My vagina flinched for him. Mm. Like he said something semi flirty. And I guess maybe I giggled in a way that I normally don't with him. And he just, he's like a fucking predator. He was like, he literally goes, you might have sex with me. And
he
I was
said
like,
that?
Yeah, but he's because he's really funny. And he's like, you might have sex with me. And I was like, no. And he's like, yes. He's like, you might. And he just, I was in a place and like, we ended up having sex like a week later. And it wasn't empty, but it definitely, like, after...
It was kind of like, yeah, I didn't think about this.
It was just weird. Because I was like, I knew that if I kept having sex with him, I would get attached. Because that's how I am. Like, I can't have sex without... It's either going to go one way or the other for me. I'm either going to be like, ugh, get away. Or I'm going to be like, now I think I like you. And I was like, I don't want either to happen. You know?
Yeah.
So it just, you know, it ended kind of weirdly, actually. I can't get into it. It was a funny story. Comics are fucking nuts. It was a weird ending. And I was just like, God, this is not okay.
Did you, were you like both dressed up as rabbits? What's that shit called?
Furries.
Yeah, what the fuck?
No, I've never furried.
Like an entourage.
Entourage, yeah.
Oh my God.
Not into dress the furry
up,
thing.
Dress up as a rabbit and fuck each other? How does that even get invented? Who's like, yo?
I don't know.
Some weird, yeah. Weird fucks out there.
Man. I don't really need weird shit in my sex. Like, I feel like I can have hot sex.
No, I like standard shit, you know?
But still hot. Like, I just don't need, I don't know.
I think it's all about, you know, the energy in that moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because like, I really like a dude, I remember... I'll put my, like, this is going to sound weird. I'll put my...
Well, she was going to say fist.
Yes, I put my fucking whole arm in there.
In his ass, no. I'll, like, start putting my face in his armpit. Like, I just want to smell him. Like, but that's, to me, hot. Like, I want it, do you know what I mean? It's, like, animalistic weird, but not, like...
I guess.
Weird, weird, where I'm, like, spit in my mouth, or, like... I had a dude spit in my mouth one time during sex.
Was it? Did he give you a warning? He was just like,
he wanted to, and I was just like, he thought I was gonna be into it, and I was like, I'm telling you, I'm not. And he's like, and I was just like, whoa,
that's bad.
That, it's so gross.
Don't do
God.
That. Don't do that.
I don't need the. Yeah. I'm not. I'm not like a big saliva person.
I sweat a lot, and I
see. I don't mind that. I mean, I've gotten all sweaty, and
no,
I'm
I know.
Like, that's
I
hot.
Like sweat on to Sammy, and then like she'll.
Does she care?
She does not care, and I'm like, God, you're fucking gross. Because like, I'll be like, I'll be
you
sweating.
You sweat on her, and then you're like, you're gross.
No, because I'll sweat, and then I'll be like,
I'll just rub on.
Or like, I'll just be like, then like, I won't say it during, like whatever. You know that we're not gonna say anything. Like this was just going down. But afterwards, I'll be like, oh, I sweat like a lot, and then she'll be like, I don't care. And I'm like, whatever. And then she'll just like. Reach over and like grab the sweat from my head and just like rub it on her. Like,
yeah,
just to
Sammy.
Prove a point. And I'm like, you're fucking.
Oh, she does it to prove a point or she's like doing it to be hot?
I don't know. She's just doing
go
it.
Go, Sammy. Sammy can get it.
You want to scissor her so bad?
I don't really know. I mean, not Sammy. If I was going to scissor a girl, sure, Sammy can. But I've been thinking about that. And I'm like,
she's up
why
there.
Not?
You
no,
know?
So, yeah, Sammy's hot. No, I've been thinking, like, should I have some lesbian experiences? Maybe.
Look at you. Huh? Giving up on the dick and right to the fucking...
I'm not giving up on the dick.
Panini.
And this isn't... This is the thing. Like, even when I first met my ex-husband, I was considering having some, you know, female stuff. And he was like, yes, you know?
Yeah, dude.
And then when we got together, he's like, so threesomes? I was like, no! Because I don't want... Whatever.
You don't want a dick to be present.
No, I don't. If listen, I'm going to have a lesbian experience, I want to feel
lesbian.
I want to feel what it's like to be with a woman.
Listen, it's not
if
a lesbian
it,
experience
if
there's
I do
a
it.
Dick.
And I'll tell you what, wait, I did a show at the Stress Factory recently, and I had this hot girl hitting on me. And
you dropped the ball.
No, I just, you know
that
what
was
it was?
Her chance.
No, it just wasn't right. I just there were for reasons, but I was like, "Whoa, I'm being kind of hit on by a girl." And I'm a little flustered. Like she was like she had no bra on and a white shirt and she was like, "Look at she was like I got so wet listening to your jokes."
Are you kidding
like,
me?
She's wow. Like, "Look at my nipples." And I was like, ah! Like I definitely was like,
she
"I don't
said
know."
That?
Swear to God.
She said I got wet.
I got wet listening to your jokes.
But like why?
No, I just was like, I didn't know what to do because I was like watching some lesbian porn recently and I was like, man, the energy, the universe, you put it out there and
look,
it comes to you.
See, look, yeah, that happens to you, right? Now imagine a dude. This fucking girl walks up. I got wet while what? She wouldn't even get the sense out. I'd be like,
no,
what's up?
I felt my guy comic friend's pain. I was like, of course it's going to be hard to say no to these girls.
Yeah, but you don't.
You can't say no.
You can.
You don't, though.
You no. Can.
But why do you say no? What's the...
Because you don't want meaningless sex.
Yeah, you do.
Listen, so if I do... If I end up... Well, I guess maybe you do. If I was going to have a lesbian experience, I don't want it to be... And I'm not saying I want a relationship with the girl, because I don't think I'm
right. You
that...
Right, you
want
to know this girl.
...much of a lesbian. Do you know what I mean? To be able to have a... Who knows? I can meet my soulmate, and she's a girl. I'm down. I'm like, hit me up, boo. But right.
Lesbians listening, Kate Wolf's on the market.
I don't know. I just want to see who I have a connection with in general. I don't want it forced. Look, I'm already like, it makes me nervous. Maybe I have intimacy issues, but I just don't need that.
Jesus Christ, you haven't even had sex with a girl and you're already like,
I think I could though,
looking for a soulmate. That's a chick.
It's crazy.
I'm just saying, no, I don't know what you want.
Well, if it ever does happen, text me afterwards.
Fuck off, Joe.
I'm just saying. Just text.
A friend.
Yeah.
I want to be there for you, Kate.
Right.
In your evolution.
I need visual confirmation. Journey. And that's it.
Yeah, I think if I did, well, I guess I probably would end up telling my friends because I have a big fucking mouth and would probably be on stage talking about how much better vagina is than dick at the time.
Which, it's way better. It's a lot better.
Who knows? I don't know.
A vagina, first of all, it's not even close. All right? It's not even close. Let's be honest.
You're saying it's not as good as a penis.
No, a vagina is way better.
That's because you're a straight dude. I'm saying for me, I like having sex with dudes. I'm not sure. I have no idea what it would be like to be with a woman.
It's because of your vagina that you like it. I'm telling you. First of all, vaginas.
Are you trying to convince me to have a lesbian experience? Is that what's happening?
I wasn't, but yeah, you should. Now I am.
And you definitely need to send them the feedback.
You guys are so annoying.
No, but send me the feedback. We should have sex with the same girl different times, not the same time. And then
you want me to have sex with Sammy?
No, not her. A different one that I've had sex with. Ha ha ha
ha. No, I'm gonna have sex with Sammy.
You're not gonna do shit.
Sammy, we're fighting for Sammy's heart now.
I don't even know if
now.
I would be so upset, but like, I don't even
of
know.
Course you would be.
I guess. I don't know.
What if she
especially
left you
if it
after?
Were me, because I feel like I feel like a guy would mind it if I was the one, because I feel like I'm a little more of a dude-ish kind of girl. You might feel threatened.
No.
You wouldn't feel threatened if I had sex with Sammy.
You don't have a dick.
What if I pleased her way better than you do?
But you can't, because you don't have a dick.
You don't know that. Does she like getting eaten out?
Yeah, by me.
Well, by me. All right, we'll see.
But girls,
you can't fist her like I can.
Yeah, texting Sammy. I don't know. There was this one girl getting.
How
interviewed.
Does she always come out? Her mom listens to these too. She's gonna be like, "What the fuck is going on?"
Kate, I'm not trying to hit on you, Sammy. I don't even know if. I just don't know if I even want to have that experience, but I'm open to it. I'm single, and I'm like, hey, maybe that's something I could experience in my life.
So what if that chick came up to you again?
No, she wasn't my type.
No? What the fuck is your type?
When it comes to girls, obviously.
Well, to be honest, so she was into drugs, and I'm not about that.
How did you get that from her?
She let me know.
She said, hey, what's up? I got wet and I do coke. Let's fuck. That's it? That's the whole fucking conversation?
No, we talked for a little bit.
I might have said no to her. That's a lot to handle in a first
like
5 minutes.
Like I said,
minutes. That seemed like
20 seconds.
Yeah. I'm attracted
what's
to
up?
A person.
I got wet when your jokes were being told. What? I do coke? So if you want a scissor, I'd be like, you know what? I'm good.
She didn't say she wanted to scissor, but I definitely got the feeling if she asked me to come and hang out after the show and like go to the bar, and I was like, no.
Maybe she just wanted to make out. Maybe you just need to make out with a girl.
I've made out with a girl.
Maybe you need to do it again.
Maybe I will. And it's going to be my own personal experience. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But I still, even if it's with a girl, it doesn't become an objectifying experience. I'd want it to be like, goddess to goddess.
Just remember though,
when soul to soul.
But listen, just
scissoring.
Just remember, when
into ascension.
When you're going to have your lesbian experience, don't pretend to be someone that you're not, because then they will eventually find out. Referring back to our old topic, you got to be
and
yourself.
And how could you?
If you're going to be lesbian for like whatever it is, a couple months.
I could see myself getting into a ridiculous lesbian situation where I'm into it for like a month or two and then I remember I'm not a lesbian and now I have to break up and like
that's
somehow
terrible.
I feel so awful.
Well, would that mean that you're bisexual?
I think I am bisexual-ish. Definitely more to the straight side, for sure. Yeah, definitely more to the straight side. But yeah, I've always been, I had a slightly lesbian experience when I was in fifth grade.
I mean, dude, just because you think, like, girls are always like, I'm a little bisexual, like, I think girls are hot, and I check them out, like, that doesn't mean you're
okay,
fucking
here,
bisexual.
Okay, here, in fifth grade.
Would you eat a vagina right now?
If I really was into it, sure.
But are you?
Maybe, yeah, I don't know. It has to be the right person. That's why I'm not as lesbian as I am straight, because, like, it would have to be the right situation. But I definitely, like, I've definitely done some lesbianish stuff.
What the fuck did you do in fifth grade?
Okay, so in fifth grade.
You on a field trip?
No. One of my best friend at the time, her and I, she came over and I was like, let's play house. I'll be the husband. Of course I was the husband.
Fucking banged her out.
And we started like kissing, not like French kissing, because I didn't even know what a French
you
kiss
was. You were tap kissing?
Grade. We were like,
Wow.
Over and over. And then I said, and then I lifted up her shirt and kissed her boobs.
Wow.
Fifth grade.
Dude, how did you?
I was
terrified. Man. Terrified at tits in fifth grade. Terrified.
I mean, and first of all, she didn't even have boobs. Like, it's like fifth grade. Obviously. Little bit of boobs. But that's what I'm saying. I definitely have that part in me. Like, if you're in if you're a fifth grade girl doing that, you definitely have some bi in you.
I don't know. I think you just,
or you're experimenting. I mean, but I think we're all kind of bisexual to a degree.
Or you're just playing a game.
Yeah.
Playing house.
Yeah.
Maybe you're just really dedicated.
Yeah.
To
right. You want to really act this one out.
You know what's so funny?
Did you see your dad kiss your mom's tits? Is that why you did that?
Ew, no.
God. Hey, I don't know why you did it.
No, I've always been a very sexual person. I told you, I used to hump my couch constantly.
What do you mean you used to?
Oh, yeah, I still do.
Yeah. She humps her couch.
Yeah. Holla.
The couch is like lopsided because she fucking...
No, not anymore. That was my childhood couch.
It's absurd.
It was worn on the one end. Yeah.
Start a fire like
couch
that.
Couch humping all day, every day.
A lot of friction.
I try not to hump my couch too much because I don't want to like damage my vagina. Too much rubbing. This is getting so...
This is good. You know, we're finding out great, a lot about yeah. you, you know?
You yeah, because I feel like the whole podcast, I was in a relationship talking about like an asshole. You know?
She eats asshole.
I don't eat asshole. You lick I did asshole. It with him.
Okay, you licked an asshole.
Yeah, I licked one... Well...
One asshole your whole life?
No, that's not true.
Yeah, see? But I didn't, so you're an asshole girl!
But, let me say something. I was never into it until Tim. That's when I got into it.
So, wait, how many times did you do it when you weren't into it?
Like three times not into it with two other people. Ugh, not into
was
it.
Was it hairy? Was there like hair like...
Yeah. Oof. Not a ton, but there was some hair there. But that doesn't even bother me because once you get to the asshole part, there's no hair there.
Oh God, I can't even think about this.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm a pretty open... I'm open sexually.
Was there a smell?
No, I wouldn't keep doing it if it wasn't clean.
I don't know, some girls are dedicated,
I make them shower though. First, but like...
Jesus.
But here's the thing. As open as I am with sexual stuff, I'm also, I want it there to be a soul connection. I can't do that with someone where it's just bodies and to body. Right. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, then yeah. It's just, it's not even enjoyable. That's, I want to be attracted to your essence, to who you are,
you also,
girl or a guy.
You don't want to just be licking like
assholes.
Any asshole. You should like really know the person at least.
God, listen, no.
Know not, your assholes yeah, before you lick them.
You don't want to just go to
the... But like, I think that's true with a guy. Even if a guy has a one night stand, they don't even want to lick a vag.
No, I don't do that. I've never done
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so that's kinda, just...
Yeah, you need to know the girl. At least see her. You don't. She don't need to be your girlfriend, but you have to know like who she is. And
I've ate out three girls my whole life.
Only three girls?
Only three.
Good for you.
I'm too worried.
What's my number? I've only had sex with 12 guys in my whole life. And I'm 34. 12 guys, it's not a lot.
I didn't even know you were 34.
My ex-husband was only my third person I'd ever been with. So
you went, you got going after, huh?
Oh, yeah.
She's like, fucking.
I experienced some different dicks after him.
Some different
dicks. Not even that apparently. Many. I could have gone way crazy.
Yeah. Nine more dicks?
Nine dicks in how many years? Nine dicks in... 7.5 years.
That's like two. That's not two.
Look, I got all proud of myself.
That's like one and change a year.
Wow.
One dick and then like a, you know, some balls in there.
I'm kind of
and
proud.
Assholes. Can't
yeah,
forget those.
Yeah.
Oh man, and I've done some. Yeah.
So three assholes.
My
your
years
whole
after
life.
My divorce. That's been my more sexual
so like
experimenting.
Every 10 years, you get an asshole. So you figure there's one coming up.
Who knows what's coming up for
within
me.
6 years there's gonna be another asshole.
My friend Ellie, she's a tarot card reader and an astrologist both.
How many assholes
said,
she got?
I don't think she's ever licked an asshole, but what she did tell me, she did my reading for the year, which was really accurate, because to start she's like, well, your year starts off in three of swords, which is the heartbreak card. I'm almost like, okay, because I'm going through whatever anyway. So but no, it was so accurate. She's like, you're supposed to center yourself, but she's like, my sex life though, my love life is in Venus, which is good, because as celibate as I feel, she said, you're gonna have some great sex this year. So we'll
maybe
see.
With a fucking woman.
I'd be down, dude.
Some 69.
Can you stop being so into it? I feel like it's so, I mean, I guess it's what guys do. They love thinking of girl on girl.
Do you know what's crazy?
Girl on girl.
I have never jerked off to lesbian porn.
Same. Doesn't do it for me.
As weird as this sounds, there's gotta be a dick. There's gotta be. The dick makes it.
I prefer dick in my porn as well.
There's gotta
be dick. Like I said, I watched girls having a strap on and giving it to another girl, and that was pretty hot.
That won't even get me hard.
I have a question.
I'm saying for me.
Mostly for you.
Yeah.
Because we had this conversation the other day. When it's the blowjob scene.
Yeah.
Do you watch that?
Like, absolutely.
Because
I can watch about a minute of a blowjob and then I'm over it.
Sure, I can watch a 10-minute blowjob scene.
But that's with like, I don't know.
No, I'm a skipper though.
A lot of porn,
I gotta watch it all.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of porn is so not entertaining.
It's like baseball. Like, I can't sit there and watch the whole game. I need just, give me the highlights.
Highlights, definitely.
Give me the different positions.
It's so interesting.
That's why, fast forward is amazing. Like, you get tired of doggy, you're like, fuck it, let me just skip over. Oh, look at this new position. Oh, look at this.
Do you try to finish when the guy does? Like, in the video?
Sometimes, yeah, absolutely.
Like, to time it perfectly?
Really?
Absolutely.
That's hysterical. Good,
yeah, it's fucking hilarious. I didn't think.
Andy,
like,
do you try to time to come when the guy's coming in the porn?
Sometimes.
So yeah, probably sometimes.
I wonder if that's like a common thing.
When I do watch porn, I like to prolong. Like, I'm like, I'm having too, like, I'll feel like I can get close, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm not ready. It's like an experience. I'm I'm gonna go to the next video.
Do you time it up?
Depends.
On what?
I don't like. If it's like happening, yeah, then I'll just be like, all right, fuck it, we gotta just finish.
We boys, at this point.
Okay, here's what real quick.
We know each other really well.
I do hate the porn industry. I think it's an objectifying thing. But, you know, when you want to masturbate or whatever, you want a visual. What's the happy medium? If the porn industry is objectifying and it's whatever.
Here's the happy medium.
I'm being serious.
Every time you have, me too.
Okay.
I mean, kinda, I don't know. I don't even know if I'm being serious. Make your own sex tapes. So that
makes
you could
me
just
too, for, no. First of all,
why not?
Because I have some old ones with.
What are they? VHS? You got old ones?
No.
They got.
I don't want to watch me fucking
shove them into the VCR.
A dude I'm not into anymore.
I think
I don't
that'd be
even
want
to.
I don't know.
And with Tim, that would just make me sad at this point. You know what I mean? I don't need to be crying and masturbating.
I mean, I was trying.
You shouldn't
to
have
find
a
have
sex tape unless you're famous. Like, I don't want to see Kyle and Jamie down the block sex tape. Like, there's this weird shit, you know?
Oh, I don't know.
I kind of like it. It just makes it feel real. Like, this fucking happened. But, like all the pre-production and post-production, it's like...
Here's a question. If you had pictures of girls that they have sent you over time, right? And then you get a girlfriend. Yes. Do you delete all those pictures?
I'm not a keeper.
Yeah, I don't really save the pictures either.
Do you
just
think it's
if
cheating?
I save
is
them?
It cheating if a guy keeps all those pictures of his exes and still jerks off to them while in a relationship?
How the fuck is anyone going to know if he jerks off to them?
You shouldn't jerk off the pictures.
That's, what the fuck? This is 2015.
That's the thing you're more upset about.
Yeah, that's what's that called? Fapping, is it?
Fapping.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that back in the day, people used to masturbate to Playboy magazine? But it makes
me
sense.
Me too, I've done that.
Yeah, because our brains are now more... That's why porn's bad, though. It's like, it numbs you. Now we're at a different standard of what it even takes to excite us. Do you know what I mean? Like,
that
can
affect people.
It does. Sure. I used to look at magazines when I was like little. You'd find like your dad's or your grandpa's, whatever. And like, I would fucking watch it and hump a couch to it. But now if I saw a picture, I'd be like, boring.
Yeah.
But that's why porn's kind of bad. It numbs your brain.
No, I mean, pictures are still exciting, I think. But it's not like, I'm going to jerk off to this.
I'll tell you a story. Back in the day,
it's like playing Game Boy. Like, you have an iPhone. Like, relax.
I found my grandfather had this like book. Literally, no pictures. It was a book of a like prostitute's adventures. Right.
He used to read it and jerk off.
I would read it and masturbate.
That's terrible.
But it was so like she was so detailed. And she was a freak.
Oh God. At least get an Oreo track and let me listen to you read it. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. I put a fake book cover on it and I would just be bringing it in like middle school.
God, you're a fucking freak.
I know.
What's the weirdest thing?
It's going to be interesting trying to be celibate.
What's the weirdest thing you ever got off to?
I'm not answering that. That's for sure.
The weirdest thing?
Like a music video or...
Oh, when I was younger, I could jerk off to anything. I swear to God, one time, when I was younger, swear to God, I promise this is true. I was in the bathroom, locked the door, and I found, and I didn't find, there was a magazine in there.
Oh, yes.
But it was just a regular magazine, right? And all I saw was just a picture of a woman who had a sweater on. But she just looked like she had
big
tits.
I've heard this story. It's great.
She just looked like she had big tits. And that's all I needed. And I was just in the bathroom.
How old were you?
Fuck knows. It could have been... I was... No, but I was probably like 12.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why I said, how old are you? If you were like last week, I'd be like, aw.
No, I can't. No, no, dude. No.
The weirdest thing I've ever masturbated to, which I might have talked about, this is like when I hump my couch, I can come 1 to 2 minutes. It is so Jesus. Quick. And I can think about anything. I have thought literally about ocean waves.
Dude, you could jerk off.
Go, like, because it's, well, think about the motion of an orgasm, of the build. It's like this thing. Like, so I can think about, I love thinking about the ocean. It's like the most amazing. But I can't do that.
God, take this girl to the beach. Guys.
I'm like, oh, look at that wave.
Lesbians. Oh! Lesbians, take her to the beach. You got her in no time.
God, I don't know. One time, nah, forget that story. I've had lesbians hit on
one
me.
1 to 2 minutes. You could be watching your favorite show and jerk off in between.
Quick.
A couple times.
But that's when I can think about anything. When I'm watching porn and not using the couch.
Yo, that's so funny. Not as quick. I'm going to go home and look at my couch. I'm just going to think of you just humping.
Yeah, just like, couches. Just going it down.
Do you do that like when you go to your friend's house? Do you hump there?
I'm not an animal.
Like they go to the bathroom. They're like, yeah, I gotta take
a shit.
They
come out and they're like, hey, get out. They spray me with a bottle like they do with the cat.
Someone's like, yeah, I gotta take a shit. That's like at least 4 minutes. That's two nuts right there.
No, I've not done that.
That's great.
But yeah. All right, well.
Very porn heavy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
God, see.
I really can't. I don't even know if I could come watching porn when the girl has those rock tits. I can't do it.
I hate that.
The rock.
They don't even move. It's like two boulders on her chest.
No, and it looks like it hurts. Like the middle of her chest is just stretched.
The skin's like, help me.
It looks like Superman's pulling it apart. Like, oh, it's terrible. I hate that shit. Looks weird.
Yeah, God.
I'd rather someone have small tits.
Them small. All right, can we just end this? Now that we got into porn and me possibly having a lesbian experience, suddenly we can have a long... God, I just... You
before
know
we go, if I may, yes. Mine was the Buttons video, Pussycat
yes.
Dolls.
Yes.
Buttons, loosen up my buttons. Nicole Scherzinger, ding.
Phenomenal.
She can get it.
If she was wearing a North Face twice, two North Face jackets, snow pants, and boots.
She looks like Pocahontas.
She would fucking be so hot, and I could probably.
That's one of the hottest videos I've seen in. That's mine.
Wow.
I'm trying to think.
So the next time you hear that song?
Just think of Nick Jerganoff.
Yep.
Just think of it.
I mean, also, blue is the warmest color. There's a lesbian scene in that. That's like,
you've talked about that like four times.
God,
it must be amazing.
It is. Please. Well, then fucking watch it. Just put in lesbian scene. Blue is the warmest color. It's like, because it's real actresses, you know? It's like, talk about, it feels real. And that's why it's so hot.
That's kind of crazy that if you're an actor, you fill a room full of people and you're just boning.
I would hate that.
Yeah,
I might have to do a scene,
we fake boned.
First of all, do you know? Did I tell you what someone tweeted
like
at
your
me?
Stroke was wet.
Like, because if you watch the video, fake humping me, it's the worst fake. Yo,
I had to fake hump Kate for some video.
He had to fake hump me, and because we're so like, what is it, brother, sister, mother, son, whatever it is. I feel like I think you were very uptight. The way you did it was so, like, your back's all hunched weird.
I didn't want to have to make it a dry hump.
I know, but that's why it was
wet hump only.
But if you're an actor in a movie, you have to, you know, that's because it's for elite. We could do that.
Yeah, no, I'd be like, fuck that.
But no, in a
but
scene,
but I was like
to,
making sure I was like not like touching her, and I was just like,
I've made out with a hot dude.
Like, I didn't want to go crazy and just, I don't know.
Power hump.
Yeah, I didn't want to go crazy. It was weird.
No, that would have been uncomfortable. But
I was glad it was Kate, though, and I was a fucking person.
Yeah, I had to make out with a hot, God, this hot dude for a video. And I was so excited for it. I was single at the time, and I'd been in a celibate phase, so I was like, I get to make out with a hot dude. And it was so disappointing because there wasn't, like, a connection between, like, we were friends, but it wasn't that thing. And it just felt like, God, I'm just, tongues in my mouth. Like, it was so... That's why I don't have that, because it's not even, it doesn't feel hot. For me, the hotness is like when you want the person. And it was just like, all right, blah.
I think it's different because with guys, they have that ego where it's kind of like.
Guys don't
got
care.
It. It's just like, yo, it's just kind of like, I got, it's like, I don't know. It's like a dog chasing a fucking.
I made out with a friend once. He was like hitting on me hard. And I was like, fine, let's just make out and see. I made out and it was like, no, like I timed out. I literally timed it out. He was like. Licking a boob, and I was like, "Nah, poor guy, poor ego." I was like,
"Mid boob,
mid boob." I was just like,
"It's messed up."
There was no chemistry. I love this person. He's a friend. I was just like,
it's very selfish it out. On
mid,
your end.
Mid tip.
No.
Mid
tip. I was like, you know what? Let me see if there's something there. And I mean, it was like,
hey, I applaud your effort. I didn't feel it.
I tried, because he was like, he's a friend, and he was pushing up on me, and I was like, let me just, fine, I'll check it. I would never do this now. Now I follow my fucking soul.
Yeah, but
no, I just tried, and I was like, no, it's dead. It's not. And I timed it out, and he mid was like,
tit.
Oh.
At least he got tit.
I got some tit.
How long was he on the tit?
Not that long. 30 seconds.
30 seconds is a lifetime.
Yeah, that's a good amount.
Maybe less. I don't know. But I remember afterwards.
30 seconds is some quality tit time. I would be excited for that. You'll jerk off to it later.
No, he was
jerk
pretty,
off to tit time.
He was pretty upset. The whole experience was kind of traumatizing. The whole thing. I went over. That's my friend. My good friend. I went over there because I was feeling really depressed. I was literally reading him dark poetry. Like my sad poetry.
You're so weird.
And then he starts hitting on me. I was in such a bad place.
That you're like, fuck it, let me whip
I was
this
like,
out.
So just like, I don't know what's happening. Like, I was like kind of hiding my face, like, get away, like, stop hitting on. But I was like half laughing, half upset. It was so weird. And then finally, I was like, fine, I'll make out, we'll see. And then I was like, no. And then I got mad afterwards because, like, yo, I came over because I was sad. I read you dark poetry and you were just hitting on me so hard, like, relentlessly. Like, back the fuck up, bro.
It's an aphrodisiac.
So I didn't even feel bad about timing it out. Yeah, okay. I didn't even feel bad about timing it out.
Anyway,
we gotta get going.
We gotta get the fuck out of here.
You can follow me at the Kate Wolf on Twitter. Nick, where can they find you?
At Nick Dais, D-A-I-S 10 on Twitter.
And I'm on Twitter at Joe Santagato. Thanks for listening, guys.
Peace.